ladies, welcome to a new episode of our podcast. In this episode, I'm so excited to be sharing with you how do you handle the pain of a breakup? How do you handle the pain of a breakup? And please stay till the end because there is a gift that I want to share with you towards the end, especially for those of you who are going through a terrible experience with overcoming a breakup, especially if it's recent. So and today I want to talk about the one thing that I think helped me the most, especially at the beginning phases of the breakup that almost cost me my life going through years ago. I remember back then how difficult it was, to the point that doing the very little things that actually made me function in our everyday, in my everyday life, was challenging. Like, I was so depressed that there were days I could not get out of bed to get dressed or to go to work or to, clean my apartment or to get some groceries, to cook some food for myself, to shower. Like, all of these things seemed, oh my God, they seemed impossible. I felt like it was like a mountain, and I needed to climb that mountain. It was so tough. And I realized that, there are times when you have to experience the lowest point in order for you to start coming back up, because you can't go any further. Like, there is no more low that you can get. And I think that depression brought me to the lowest point, and being there allowed me to start actually rebuilding, because there was nothing else that I could not lose. I lost it all. I was severely depressed, not unable to function in my life, and I was contemplating suicide. I was contemplating ending my life. And it, because I couldn't do it, I realized that, well, if I couldn't do it, then I have to do something different. That needs to change. And the one thing that I want to talk about today is one of the things that first of all, it's so counterintuitive that sometimes you dismiss it as something that could actually help you. But that is, I'm telling you, from my experience, it's not. Just bear with me. Acceptance. I spent probably 7 or 8 years of my life in and out of the same relationship, because I was so resistant to the pain. Like, almost all the time I was pushing against it. I didn't want to feel the pain. I was running away from it. I thought it was killing me. So I did anything and everything that I could possibly think of to just distract myself from feeling the pain. I would go out, I would be on social media, I would watch YouTube or Netflix for like hours upon hours, just crazy stuff, really crazy. I either don't sleep at all, or I sleep for like 12 or 14 hours straight. It was crazy. So I was investing so much energy in trying to avoid the pain that the breakup brought to me, but which actually originates in my life way before the breakup. And that's what I found out later, that the breakup was only catalyst. It was only the thing that brought the pain to the surface, but it was not the reason for it. So acceptance means that when we stop running away from the pain, when we stop running away from the negative experience that we're going through, when we stop trying to avoid feeling down, all of this, it creates, when we accept the pain, we start to create actually a positive experience. We start, why? Because when you accept pain or negative in your life, you're actually weakened. It's negative powers. It weakens its negative powers, and then all of a sudden you're open and you are more accept, you are more allowing to positive experiences and positive things to happen in your life. I mean, I'm sure you can imagine, or you've had the experience of, have you ever had a debate with someone who was like so dedicated and so committed to continue to argue with you that at one point you were like, what if we just stop arguing with him? What if you just stop arguing? Sometimes, like actually most of the time, the more you argue against someone or something, the more it empowers him or her or the thing. Yes, so going back to the debate example, you're debating and you're arguing against this person, and the more you try to explain your point of view, the harsher and the more, you know, like they come after you. It's like they're ruthless. They are coming after you, and they are not going to give up until they convert you, until they convince you of their point of view. They just become like stronger, and so then the more you push against them, the more they come after you. Why? Because that's what resistance does. Resistance creates more of what you're resisting against. Again, resistance creates more of what you're resisting against. If you continue to resist pain, you're creating more pain. If you're resisting the negative experience, if you're resisting the breakup, you're creating more of it. If you're resisting toxic people in your life, you're creating more toxic people in your life. You're allowing more of them into your life. So the more you push against what you don't like, you allow more of it into your life. I mean, think about it. It's so counterintuitive. The more, I'll give you another example. The more you desperately want to be loved and accepted and appreciated in an intimate relationship, the lonelier and more afraid you become. Why? Because you are running away from the pain of being lonely and you're pushing against it. And guess what you create more of? The same. You want so much to be loved. You want so much to be loved that you are actually willing to give like so many things up just for the sake of being loved. I'll guess you what? Guess what? You can give up so much that at one point you would give up your own self-worth, your own dignity, and you would still not get it. You would still not get it. You'll feel more lonely, you'll feel more in pain, and you'll feel even less worthy because you're just going after it. You keep running after it, and that's not how it goes. It's not how it works. I'll give you another example from my own life. I spent years, like seriously, years of my life searching for my passion. I was like, I hear people talking about passion every single day. And I was not happy doing the like working the job that I had before. I was like, oh, I want to find my passion. What is the thing that really like excites me and make me get up in the morning like early and want to work on it. I want to do it. I feel like so juiced up to be working on that thing. I spent years searching for my passion. I read books about it. I attended seminars about it. And guess what? I couldn't find it. I could not find it. I did all the exercises. I did everything that I can possibly think of, but I could not find it. And guess what? It wasn't until I stopped searching and I just focused on facing the challenges of my life and learning from them. And at that moment, my passion presented itself to me. And listen to this, it presented itself to me in a very subtle way that actually I almost missed it. I almost missed it because it was so subtle. It was so subtle. And if you just keep focusing on the question and you're not present with what's happening in your life, so many times we actually miss the answers. We miss the science because we're so focused on the question that we actually are blinded. We're so being in the question mode that we're not even allowing the answer to grab our attention because we're so focused on asking the question. Yes. And so, bottom line, my invitation to you here today is to just stop resisting the pain. Stop pushing against it. Stop pushing against your toxic ex. Stop asking questions about why was he toxic? How come you're blind of it? How come you didn't realize it sooner? Like, how come people are so harsh and toxic and mean? Stop pushing against what you don't want. Because resisting the pain is going to create more of it. Resisting the pain is going to keep you stuck in pain. Just start to embrace it, accept it, and realize that it's part of life. Pain is part of life, and to want to push it away, wanting to avoid pain or running away from it, it unravels everything beautiful, everything great that comes with it. And that includes the opportunities, the great people that you can meet, the doors that would happen for you in terms of career and health and beautiful relationships. Trying to avoid pain, it only makes you not be open to the opportunities that come with that pain. So by pushing against the pain, by resisting it, you're actually refusing to accept the gift that comes within the pain, that comes wrapped up in, you know, like not very nice packaging. But you gotta trust that there is something good in it for you, because that's how you get to experience it. That's how you get to realize it and to enjoy it and to have it and to be open to it. And therefore, listen, we dive deep. I only have a few minutes to talk about this year, but we dive deep into this in our Facebook group, private Facebook group. I'm so excited to share this gift with you. I've designed a 5-day challenge. It's called From Breakup to Break Free Challenge, and it's coming up from June 25th to June 29th. And for 5 days in a row, I'm going to show up for 1 hour live in our private Facebook group. I'm going to dive deep into all of this. Like, what did I do exactly to go from being severely depressed, even suicidal a few years ago, to where I am today, living with passion, with joy, with so much presence and so much appreciation to everything that comes with life? I have no expectations whatsoever. I just appreciate whatever life brings with it. And guess what? There's so much self-acceptance, self-appreciation, and self-worth when you are feeling life fully. I know how it feels like to go through the pain of breakup by yourself. And you don't have to be alone in facing that. You don't have to do that by yourself. You don't have to feel alone. And that's why I created that community of amazing women who are going through the same challenge that you're going through, but they have made the decision to shift it, to stop resisting and to allow the pain to come into their life, because they know that it is their best teacher. They know that it's their best teacher, and therefore they're willing to learn and to move beyond it, to grow, and to come out the other side feeling great, feeling so present and so alive that they can't help but to feel so much appreciation for the pain and for the breakup. You go like, because you realize that without it, you would have never gotten to a place where you feel so great about yourself, regardless of whether you're not in a relationship. Actually, like, I highly encourage you not to be in one, at least at first, because it allows you the space for you to go through this and to come out the other side without having any you know, things that can stop you or that can hinder your growth. So please take the time to join the challenge, to join the group of the amazing community of women who are dedicated to the same goal as you are. And you can do that by going to the link that you find in the description of this episode, or you can go to Facebook and in the search bar, you can type from breakup to break free challenge. Click join the group, and I can't wait to welcome you there. I'm so passionate. I'm so excited about this. I put so much effort and time and my heart, the experiences, all the things that I learned over the years. And I'm telling you, it's going to be like nothing you've ever experienced in your entire life. So please take the time to check it out. Give yourself this gift. Listen, the challenge is free. You don't have to pay a dime for it, but you need to invest your time. You need to invest your time in you. And you've got nothing to lose because you show up, you learn, and you leave with the clarity, with so much clarity that you'd be so appreciative that you actually went through this breakup, even if it was painful. So please just take the time, go click the link that you find in the description of this episode, give yourself this gift, and I can't wait to see you on the other side of this, to root for you, to cheer you up, to support you every single step of the way. Please take the time to click the link, check it, and I can't wait to welcome you on the other side. Take care of yourself, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now.